Hey, hey, the gang's all here. Come on, I'll introduce you.
Oh, I have to make a quick phone call first.
Over there.
Okay.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Harry. Hi.
So, Harry, who's that with the great sweater meat?
Her name's Pamela Hammond. She's a reporter doing an article on our court. I told her we'd help her in any way we could.
Yeah, I'm thinking about a half dozen ways right now.
She happens to be a very intelligent and successful woman.
Well, it's nice to know that there's someone around who is man enough to treat women with respect.
Oh, please. You two have the sex drive of Ken and Barbie.
Well, if anybody knows about having sex with plastic people, it's you.
Hey, Pamela. This is...
Dan Fielding. And several people you really don't have to worry about.
We go by the names of Christine Sullivan, Roz Russell, and Mac Robinson.
Judge Stone has told me all about you.
Too bad, Dan.
I've been telling Pam that in a high-stress job like ours, it's important to have competent people around to make things easier.
Hi, guys.
Oh, don't worry, Your Honor. I'm just having one of those dreams where you show up to work in your underwear.
This isn't a dream, Bo. Shot.
Yes, sir. Call People versus the Conkle Brothers.
And ahoy to you, too. Prosecutor?
Yes, sir. The defendants are charged with juggling flaming shish kebabs on the street without a license.
Ms. Sullivan, how do your clients intend to plead to this illegal use of a Slavic meat dish?
They claim diplomatic immunity, sir.
Huh?
Well, according to their passports, they are exiled royalty from Moldavia.
I am Prince Havel, and these are my brothers, Prince Vlad and Prince Pupa.
Guys mind hoeing downwind?
Well, I'm sure I learned this in the sixth grade, but where the heck is Moldavia?
It's half an alp on the rear end of Yugoslavia, sir. Principally known for being unknown.
But we will fix that by becoming big stars on Ed Sullivan Show. Just like Beatles and red buttons.
Guys, I hate to break this to you, but Ed Sullivan is dead.
Eddie Kraplotsky? Now, how can we raise dollars for the revolution?
Who's revolting?
I'll give you three hints.
Mac, this sounds like a job for the State Department.
I'm already on the phone,
well,
sir.
Hold over the case until then. Roz, Bo, would you please keep an eye on their hoinesses here?
Let's go, fellas. Anyone ever tell you, you big, beautiful woman who bounces when she walks? Nobody who lived.
People, Miss Hammond, if you like, we can continue our discussion in my office.
Pamela, I didn't want you to get me wrong. I mean, Harry is well worth writing about. I mean, there's a reason he's called the Jerry Lewis of jurisprudence. I just thought before you commit yourself, you'd like to talk to some of my co-workers and find out about the real me.
Oh, I already have, Dan. In fact, several secretaries mentioned that you dye your chest hairs.
I do not. It's just a rinse.
May we sit here and hit on you? Long as I can hit back.
So how how do you answer those who say that your magic tricks diminish the court's dignity?
Oh, well, my reputation as a trickster is really over-exaggerated. The fact of the matter is, I hardly ever do those things anymore.
Oh, that's a shame. I was really hoping to see you do a trick.
Oh, well, in that case... Ta-da!
Harry, that's terrific.
Yeah, I figure if I can lighten the load of some guy on his way to the big house, why the heck not, huh?
Oh, I'm out of tape. Excuse me a minute.
Harry Stone background, Harry Stone in court. All these tapes are about moi?
Well, I believe in doing my homework.
Harry, we have to talk. Miss Hammond, I forgot you were in here.
What is it, Dan?
We have to go over this Ferguson case right away, sir. You know, it's important that Judge Stone and I are in sync so we can give the matter all the attention it deserves.
Dan, this is an ordinary flasher case.
Well, then it's open and shut. I can't tell you how proud it makes me to serve justice. I could elaborate on this over dinner.
That won't be necessary, Mr. Fielding.
Sir, I need you to sign these warrants again.
Oh, gee, Mac, why can't we get this done right the first time?
Because you signed them with disappearing ink.
Look, Harry, why don't you take care of that? I need to make a few phone calls, and I'll be right back.
See you then.
Hey, what's this? Judge Stone, tape 3.
Well, that's Pamela's research on me.
Really? Why don't we see what she had to say about it?
Hey, I wouldn't do that. That's private property.
Oh, all right, fine. We'll just put it in here for safekeeping. We won't listen to it, okay? Spider!
Some are offended by Judge Stone's unorthodox style.
Dan!
But there's no question of his qualifications.
Dan, turn that off now!
If only I weren't so shy, I'd tell him how much I love him.
Touch it and die.
How my arms ache to hold him, my hands to caress his sinewy body. His very presence gives my life meaning.
All right, Harry, that's enough. You've listened to it 6 times already.
Just wanted to make sure I heard it right. Boy, I really got under her skin, huh? Who would have thought the woman was so shy?
And blind. Wait a minute, I got it. I know why she likes you, because you're safe. The same reason women love puppies and George Burns.
Well, it is true that some women look for men that are non-threatening.
Hey, you guys can rationalize it however you like, but that doesn't change one thing. She wants me.
Harry, I don't want to hear this.
Allow me to summarize. While you're in your office putting together your naughty nurse jigsaw puzzle, I'm going to be here entertaining Pamela with the lights down and the music up. Because that's what the woman wants.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Let me get this.
Please, it's the least I can do. Jessica Carrington, are you a fan of hers too?
I know. I don't like people knowing that I read romance novels either, but between you and me, I think she is terrific.
Ooh, Passion Plundered. Where'd you get this one? I've never seen it.
Can you keep a secret?
Yeah.
I wrote it. Jessica Carrington's my pen name.
You're Jessica Carrington!
Why, Miss Carrington, it's a small world. Come on, here, I want to talk to you.
I'm sorry, I just can't believe I'm talking to Jessica Carrington.
My God, where do you find the time to be a reporter and a novelist?
Well, I dictate in my spare time, and then I have it transcribed.
Why are we being so secretive?
You see, the books pay my bills, but if anybody found out that I wrote them, it would hurt my reputation as a serious journalist.
Of course, I perfectly understand. I mean, these books can't be taken seriously. They're just a mild diversion. Angeline's going to be captured by terrorists again.
Oh, look at me. You must think I'm such a silly goof.
Not at all. I'm flattered that you like them.
Well, it's just that your characters are so real to me.
I can tell you and I have a lot in common.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think only a woman knows what another woman really feels. I mean, let's face it, a man would have no idea how to write something like this.
That's so true. I mean, most men I know aren't exactly what I would call sensitive.
Isn't that the truth?
I think that's why I prefer the company of women.
You know, I don't blame you. I mean, women are so much more considerate. They don't scratch in public.
No, I mean, I really prefer women.
Oh.
Maybe if you'd like, later on we can get together and have a drink and talk.
Well, that certainly sounds like fun, but unfortunately, I am so busy. You wouldn't believe the amount of work I have to do. There's so many cases that come through here, and boy, is that slippery paper.
Christine, I apologize. I've obviously made you feel very uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable? Oh, me? No. Oh, please. I mean, it's no big deal. I mean, some women prefer men, and some women prefer non-men.
Exactly.
I mean, it makes no difference to me that you're, you know,
a lesbian.
Yes. I hope you're not offended by the word.
You didn't say it. Well, I better get back to my interview with Judge Stone.
Oh, Christine, I prefer that not everybody know my secret. Oh, please, absolutely. I mean, I think that anybody's sexual preference is nobody's business but their own.
No. I mean about being a romance novelist. I'm quite open about being gay.
Right.
You see, there is Boldavia. But only way to know its true beauty is to see for yourself. Which brings me to next question. Miss Roz, will you marry me?
I hope for your sake I didn't hear that right.
I know my nose is not as big as my brother Vlad's. But I can give you a big house, many sheep, and every night I will cover your body with hickeys.
I got a better idea. Why don't you cover one of the sheep with hickeys?
She must have heard about Cousin Yodel.
Dan, it's not as bad as you think.
Yes, it is, Mac.
Hey, he's a judge. He's clever, and I can see why a woman might like him.
That was him.
He's just upset because Pamela's got a thing for Harry and not him.
Oh, no, she doesn't, Mac. Trust me on this one.
Christine, she said her arms ache to hold him and caress his sinewy body.
Mac, please.
Face it, Dan, it was right there on the tape.
The tape?
Yeah.
It was on Harry's desk. It fell into his tape recorder. I had nothing to do with it. What?
Nothing.
You know something, Christine.
No, I don't. Okay, yes, I do. I know that she definitely wasn't talking about Harry.
But who was she talking about?
Mia.
Of course. The only reason she was playing up to Harry was to get the interview.
Oh, Pamela, you sly little minx.
Look, if I tell you, will you promise to keep this to yourselves and you stay away from Pamela?
All right, I promise. Spill the beans.
She moonlights as a romance novelist. You were listening to the dictation of her latest book.
What? You mean that woman is into this mindless romantic drivel?
Who's this guy with the eye patch?
Oh, he's a former CIA agent who lost his eye while he was rescuing Angeline from a Colombian drug lord. Or so I've heard.
This is great!
And Harry's in there getting ready to make his big move on her.
Oh, my gosh, he is going to make a complete fool of himself.
Yeah. Life is good.
And so, given the impersonal nature of the system, when someone comes before me in my court at that moment, in an odd way, I am Lady Justice.
Harry, you have such a brilliant sense of humor. I can't tell when you're kidding and when you're not.
I was kidding. Definitely kidding. Yeah, see, I kid because it helps me relax at the end of a long day. That's one way. Another is to play a little Mel Torme. You mind?
Oh, no, I like Mel Torme.
Isn't it romantic? Music in the night. Dream.
Whoops. Bulb must have blown. Hope you're not afraid of the dark.
No, I'm not. It's just that I won't be able to see my notes very well.
Well, then, perhaps I can be of some assistance.
Your Honor!
What?
I was wondering if you could do me a favor.
What is it?
I can only tell you over here.
Excuse me. I'm over here.
Trust me, sir. She doesn't like you.
Not that it's any of your beeswax. I just so happen to know she does.
Look, Harry, if this is important, we can always continue it tomorrow.
No, Pamela. In fact, Miss Sullivan was just ready to leave, weren't you?
Right. But first, I'd like to leave you a little note reminding you about that favor.
I'm sorry about this, Pamela. We can pick up where we left off.
There you are, sir.
All right. Thank you very much, Miss Sullivan.
What's going on here? Oh, she's a lesbian? I thought you said it was no big deal.
And I firmly believe that. I was just giving Judge Stone a piece of information.
Then why did you use 3 exclamation points?
Well, I just wanted to make sure he got the message. I mean, you know how men are.
There you are, woman. Come away with me and I will show you a love you've only dreamt of.
Dan! Dan!
What?
And I thought you said she was a romance writer.
You told him?
I was just trying to keep him off your back.
Hey, wait a minute. Slow down here. Is she a lesbian or is she a romance writer?
She's both.
Where do you find the time?
Bella, I mean, all that romantic stuff on the tape, it wasn't about me.
You listened to my tape?
Well, it was his idea.
It was on your desk.
I don't believe this. I thought I was coming down to a courtroom, not a junior high school.
Well, I've got a question for you. Why do you get off looking like that and liking girls? I mean, you're supposed to wear a flannel shirt and look like Pete Rose.
I'd like to distance myself from that remark.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I think that speaks for all of us.
Pamela, we've behaved rather badly. I think we owe you an apology.
Oh, save it. You know, it would serve you right if I focused my article on your adolescent hijinks.
Oh, you wouldn't really do that, would you, Pamela?
I might be willing to make a deal.
Okay. $20.
No. Here's the deal. You don't tell anybody I'm a romance novelist, and I won't write about what happened here today.
Well, that sounds pretty reasonable, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Say no more.
Good. And I'll be on my way.
Well, I think we handled that pretty nicely.
We were goonballs.
Yeah.
Sir? Oh, sir.
Oh, go ahead and say it, Mac. I know you're dying to. It's probably all over the building now. Everybody's snickering behind my back. Harry Stone turned the lights down and played Mel Torme for a lesbian.
Huh?
No, no, I just want to tell you the guys from the State Department is here about the Conkle brothers.
Oh, good. About that other stuff, if you happen to hear it, ignore it. I don't know how those rumors get started. Hi, Harry Stone.
T. Mark Fitch, acting executive assistant to the vice deputy undersecretary for Central Balkan Affairs.
Whoa, that is tough to get all that on a business card.
All right, see, you found the Conkle brothers.
Oi!
Yes, and their papers check out, Stone. They are the Baldavian royal family.
Wow. Well, what's protocol in a situation like this?
We throw them on a plane and ship their butts back.
Fight! Back to fight for freedom of Baldavia! Fight!
You don't have to fight. Yugoslavia kicked you out because they are tired of supporting your nation of obnoxious freeloaders.
Brothers, let us sing the national anthem.
No, that's really not necessary.
Hoi!
Heartwarming. I wish your country the very best.
Ah, don't worry about us. We have found a way to improve our gene pool.
Hey!
What was that?
Well, Judge, got to go. Pleasure meeting you.
Hey, open this damn thing up!
Is that Ross?
Couldn't be. She was napping in the bailiff's lounge just a few minutes ago.
Well, hope you find her. We see her, we let you know.
Another What the Hell?